Hey everybody, Bob Babbitt here. We are at Breakfast with Bob in beautiful Nice, France. We are brought to you by Velofix Polar, UCAN, Active, Premium Plus Sports Travel, La Cicle Restaurant at Hotel West End. Our next guest, Mr. Rudy Von Berg. How you doing, Rudy?
Hi, Bob. Good. How are you?
It's been a while. What you been up to? A little bit of training on your home turf?
I've been doing a little bit of racing, a little bit of training, and trying to get ready for this race I've been thinking about for a while now.
Now, this is, you've won 70.3 Nice before, right?
Yes, I did the test event here 2 weeks after World last year.
Yes.
And so I had a little base here, went down to South Africa, then came back up, raced in Nice.
Yes.
And it's been always a dream for me to kind of race in Nice on all these roads.
Right.
And, you know, everyone's been talking about the course here and all the technical descents and.
But you do that. You've done this stuff forever.
And yeah, for me, it's my whole life.
My whole childhood riding
these roads around, and
yes,
so I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, and so your dad got you into this stuff.
Yes.
Way back. What were you, 5 years old over in Kona watching
them race? My first trip to Kona was when I was 5 years old, 1998.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I went when I was 9 years old, and then I was 13, and then when I was 17, 18.
And were you getting into doing the triathlons yourself at that point?
Yes, I started as early as you can do it, pretty
yes.
much. I was on the swim team, bike team, run team, then eventually triathlon. And then when I was maybe 15, 16, then I went fully into triathlon. I did soccer too, tennis. I mean, I did all the sports.
And what was it about this sport that led you to believe that, you know what, obviously your dad has always been a great age grouper, mm-hmm. but for you to believe that, you know, I could be one of the best pros?
First, what helps is I started very early.
Yeah.
So I kind of have it, you know, in me.
Right.
But then I think most of it was the passion for the sport. Because when you go to Kona and you're 5 years old, you know, the only thing you're telling yourself is I have to do this when I'm older.
Yes.
Or even I want to win this. Well, you know, it's kind of like a dream. But
sure.
Like, and so pretty much since I've been very young, it's been kind of my career goal almost.
Did you get into the whole ITU, that format of racing?
Yeah, so I did ITU as any young person. I guess I saw Sam Long's interview.
Yeah.
He started straight up with Ironman.
I know. Immediately jumped in and did 13 Ironmans. Yeah.
I think awesome that he did that. That's what he wanted to do.
Right.
I had more a methodical approach to it. You know, it's more typical to start with the shorter distances.
Yes.
You know, build up your speed over your career and then start Ironman when you're a little older.
Did that format work for you, or did you prefer the non-drafting, because that's sort of what you grew up with?
I always had more my mindset on Kona rather than the Olympics route.
Right.
Because of those trips to Kona when I was younger.
Yes.
So that was always kind of the shining star for me.
So when we watched you, not this last year, year before, when you won Wildflower, and you had, you know, Jesse Thomas coming back, trying to sort of win the thing again and again and again, and that race, to me, sort of put you on the map a little bit with Wildflower. Do you feel that way?
I think it was the beginning of my kind of streak of more of bigger results and
right.
wins.
Yes.
So that was the first one last year. And yes, 2018 and 2019 have been big years for me where I really kind of started winning races.
Right.
Before that, I was on the podium but never winning. And so, yeah, that's been a big change for me.
What's been the difference? How do you get from the podium, from getting to the podium to winning a race? That's a big difference. That's a big jump.
Well, first, I mean, I had a few very good podium performances where I did not win.
Right.
So I felt like it was kind of coming.
Right.
The wins were coming.
Yeah.
But it's a combination of factors, obviously. I've been very consistent in training throughout college. And, I mean, since I've been 15, 16 years old, really.
Right.
So, obviously, all that, you know, your body takes all the training. And there's one point where you're going to go to the next level. You know?
Right.
And then the second thing is probably working with Luke Van Leerd.
Oh, so is Luke coaching you?
Yeah. So, he's been my new coach the last 2 years.
Yes.
And I think just when I was looking for a coach at that time, I was looking for periodization. I wanted to be at my best level at A races.
Right.
Because before then, I was just good all year, but I was never really good for the races that mattered.
Right.
And Luke changed that a lot.
And Luke was obviously the first first European guy to win Kona, and he broke the course record, and it's first time out, it's his first marathon.
First try, course record.
Yeah.
And considering my goal for Kona in the coming years,
right.
also Luke made sense for that. But he's been great for me for 70.3 distance, too.
And the great thing about Luke, I think what Luke learned from his career was that maybe he didn't have enough patience, and that you need to do it. You have to have a strategy, right? You become the best at 70.3 before you move on to the full.
Yeah, we've talked about it with Luke. I'm now 20. Well, I'll be 26 in October, so the Ironman distance is starting to get closer.
Right. And has it been hard for you not to just jump in and do one?
Not really. I'm having a lot of fun in half Ironmans. You can race more, and I enjoy racing. Even though I haven't raced that much, I've been more putting in big blocks of training for championship races, or rather than doing a lot of races throughout. But no, as you said, Luke was had a lot of injuries in his career.
Yes, he did.
He's taking that approach with me, where he's a little cautious, and we're planning more my introduction to Ironman.
So what's interesting is if you see the breakthrough Bart Arnott's had last year, here's a guy who's been a perennial top 10 guy, but then coached by Luke, he gets second in Kona. It changes, you know, changes everything.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw that here's a guy who's got a...
I did. I was watching the race. We were with my roommates in Boulder. We were obviously watching live.
Right.
They didn't really know at the time that he was coached by Luke, and I was like, guys, that's my boy.
That's the guy who's coached by Luke.
Same coach. I was hoping he'd do well, obviously, because if other athletes do well from your coach, it kind of gives you
difference.
Validation in a way.
So what is the target in terms of when you want to move on to a full? Is that something you want to do next year or two?
Yeah, with Luke, we talked about it. He kind of slowed me down for that approach.
Yes.
So he told me you really have to reach your full potential in half Ironman before you should go there to Ironman.
Right.
So, for example, he looked at Crow. He told me Crowe's example. He started only when he was, 32, 33 Ironman, and then he won three Konas.
And he took second in his first time out and then won two and three out of the next four.
And then, you know, once you're over 30, there's still technically about 10 years you can do Kona. So
there's no rush.
Plenty of time.
There is
no
rush for
you. I won't do any Ironman next year. I might do it in 2021. That seems like the plan for now, but we'll see. Nothing's set in stone.
You're being patient. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. So for this race, how long have you been here training on the course?
I've done European champs here the last 2 years.
Yep.
So I've had the chance before that race to do the world's course here many times.
Yes.
So I've done it about 10 times, I'd say, in its entirety.
Okay.
Since last year.
But
right here, right now, I've been here for the last 10 days.
Just riding
so
the course.
So I've
over
done
and
it
again.
Two more times.
And does this compare to any other course you've raced?
No, absolutely not.
Totally different, right?
Some courses obviously have hills and downhills, but it's American hills, you know, large roads, American downhills in a way.
American downhills. This is not American downhills.
This is very French. So, just narrow, technical, and, you know, that's, as I said, that's what I grew up doing. So I'm pretty happy about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You've got Patrick Lange here. You've got Javier Gomez. You've got Alistair Brownlee. You've got Andrew Starkwitz. You've got, the A-list. Everybody is here. What would it mean to you to win this race?
That would be... I don't dare think about it,
You think about it. You're thinking about it. Come on now.
When you think about it, you can't tell. You have to tell yourself, no, just shut up. You know, don't...
Turn your mind off.
I listened to the other interviews, and the guys are like, you can't really give yourself objectives like that place-wise.
Right.
Which is true. You have to concentrate on your own race, giving your best on that day.
Yeah.
And that might give you a podium, might give you a win. But considering my past results at Worlds, you know, you can't say I have a real shot at winning.
Right.
Even though I feel like if I
like
have the
you feel
perfect,
like you have a real shot
perfect
at winning.
Race, I may be on the podium.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. But it's, you know, these are very big, hard things to achieve, obviously, considering I was only 10th last year. So we'll see. I'm just, you know, I want to have fun out there, give my best performance. And we'll see what that gives.
Yeah, and being able to race with your brother and sister and dad, that has to be pretty, because you'll see them. Yeah, I know, Team Von Berg. You're going to see those guys during the day while you're racing.
Yes, unfortunately, with the wave start, my brother starts, and my dad actually, they start 50 minutes and an hour, 10 after me.
So hopefully they won't catch you.
So for both of them, actually, yeah. I'll be done with the race before they start to run.
Well, so you'll be cheering for them?
Yes.
You'll be out on the course.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be doing interviews after the race.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nah, but yeah, it would have been nice to see them on the Adenbach run course.
Right.
We, with my brother and dad, we raced European champs this year and last year.
And you saw them.
And I saw them on the run.
Very fun.
Which was pretty nice. But,
very cool.
Not this year, but it's very nice to just share the whole experience.
Absolutely.
Before and after.
And after the race, will you hang out with the family here for a while?
Absolutely, yeah.
Love it.
Be here an extra, 4 days.
Perfect.
Just talk about the race and, enjoy it.
Love it. Rudy, thanks so much for taking time.
Thank you, Bob.
How about a round of applause for Rudy Von Berg? Again, this is Breakfast with Bob. My name is Bob Babbitt. Hold on. We will be right back.